Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
From KMOX Sports.
Okay, boys, here we go.
Welcome to the Graybar Sports Open Line.
Those mid swings, and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Here we go.
Now, Matt Pauly on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
All right, man, let's get going here.
Here we go. Let's go.
A happy Monday to you. Welcome into the program. It always makes me happy when I start the show and it's light outside because that means we are getting closer and closer and closer to the start of Cardinals baseball. And this is our final full week without Cardinals regular season baseball coming your way here on KMOX. We are oh so close. We got a lot to get to over the next 2 hours. A jam-packed edition of a Graybar Sports Open Line. As always, if you'd like to join us, you can do so. Multiple ways to get connected with the program. You can call or you can text 314-436-7900. That's 314-436-7900. Or if you would like to, you can tweet at me, at Matt Pauly on air, M-A-T-T-P-A-U-L-E-Y on air. We're going to do soccer. We're going to do baseball. We're going to do sports gambling. We're going to do a lot between now and 8 o'clock. Tom Timmerman from the Post-Dispatch is going to join us in about 10 minutes as we recap what went down with City SC over the course of the week, and they win again. It's crazy. We are going to head down to Miami, and Joe Roderick's going to join us. He is covering the World Baseball Classic for Klabes Online, and he's going to join us today and tomorrow. Right now, Mexico and Japan are matched up against each other, with the winner going on to take on the United States in the WBC Championship. So we'll get an update on that from Joe. More on the WBC later on this hour. Next hour, we are going to hear from Alex Gold. He works for 610 Sports, which is our sister station, our Odyssey sports station in Kansas City. He is as connected as it gets to what's going on in terms of the potential legalization of sports wagering in the state of Missouri. And there is a good possibility that it's going to take a step forward today in the state house. Now, there are still some more hurdles to jump over when it comes to the state Senate and a bunch of other things. And sometimes this stuff gets to a point where it's so complicated, I'm not even sure if I'm talking about it correctly. So we'll bring on somebody who absolutely will in Alex Gold. He's going to join us next hour. We'll also replay the conversation that Cardinals President of Baseball Operations John Mozeliak had with Tom Ackerman this past Sunday, which would be yesterday. Time is moving at a weird pace for me right now as we get ready for a baseball season. But yeah, we'll replay that conversation that Tom had with John Mozeliak coming up next hour as well. I am not a soccer guy. Like, if you've been listening to me, we've clearly established that. Like, I can't sit here and break down what is happening during a soccer match. I'm not a video game guy, but I hear people talking about playing the FIFA video game, and I've thought to myself, would I start to understand the game more and the intricacies of soccer more if I started playing that video game? So that's been it's something that I want to get better at. I will always be very honest with you, and I will always tell you the things that I'm not really good at. And one of those things that I'm not really good at is breaking down soccer. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you why City SC has won their first four matches. But what I will tell you is it's an incredible story. It is an incredible story. And it's so much fun to see what's going on. It's so much fun to see the soccer community to come together. We knew how great of a soccer city St. Louis was and is. And for the MLS to have existed as long as it has existed without a franchise in our city, and then for us to finally get it, but then it be delayed one extra year because of COVID, and to finally get started, and for them to have this kind of start to the season, it's wild. It's crazy. The fact that our city, and I talked about this earlier today when I did my Monday hit on the show. Look, I'm not breaking any news when I say what I'm about to say. We know that downtown St. Louis has issues. We know that there are some really negative things about our downtown, and it's something that I think most of us would like to see get better. The problem is there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of cooperation, and everybody has their own ideas, and you've got different people with different agendas trying to do different things. And at the end of the day, it just feels like it's really hard to make progress. But when we do make progress, we make big time progress. And think about the city of St. Louis and downtown and what we had on Saturday. The Cardinals, they weren't playing. The Blues, they weren't playing. And we had 60,000 people in downtown St. Louis at professional sporting events between City SC and the Battlehawks. It's crazy. It's awesome. It's crazy. And then you've got these stories going along with these two franchises where City, the first MLS expansion franchise ever to win their first four matches of existence. That's never happened before. It's happening here. For the attendance in the XFL to be ho-hum in basically every other market, and then St. Louis carrying such a large percentage of the weekly attendance when they're playing home games, it's great. It's awesome. It's what we should have in St. Louis. And it gives us just a glimpse, I think, into what we can be, what we should be, how great. We already know how great of a sports market we are, and I'm not trying to sit here and just pat ourselves in the back, but come on, what a Saturday. And I mean, 60,000 people downtown and between City SC and the Battlehawks, that is crazy. And I know the Battlehawks have lost a couple games here, and you're still hoping to see them get going. But City's not losing, and now they are going to hit the road once again as they are going to match up against Salt Lake. Their next home match is scheduled for April 1st. That's when they are going to host Minnesota. We're going to talk a lot more about City SC. We'll be joined by Tom Timmerman. He covers the job. He's doing a fantastic job covering the team for the Post-Dispatch and STL Today. He is going to join us coming up in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. It's a Gray Bar Sports Open Line. We're back in a moment right here on KMOX.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now, Y98 presents 90 in 60. A look back at the St. Louis City match against the San Jose Earthquakes.
Klaus from the top of the box. Right foot stolen by Marcinkowski. Oh, Yeoman extended to his left to deprive Jao Klaus. Left foot cross. What's Jao Kitty? Bouncy ball loose. Inside. It's flicked. Goal. It's in. Oh, baby. City lead. Jao Klaus looking to go toward the box. Bursting through. Close to with the foot. Oh, baby. Klaus cramming things home like a hoarder family in a second-hand RV. Ostrock gathers loose.
Get in there.
Fires, and that's in the back of the cage.
And it's on over. The short tap of the corner, it's done. City wins it tonight over the San Jose Earthquakes. Final score 3-0. A perfect 4-0.
This has been 90 in 60. Next, St. Louis City heads west to face Real Salt Lake this coming Saturday. Pre-game at 8, kick at 8:30 on Y98 St. Louis.
Yeah, it was quite the performance from City SC. I was out there for the weekly media sessions this past, Thursday, and kept hearing everybody talk about a clean sheet. They wanted to have a clean sheet. Well, they got it with a 3-0 win against San Jose, and they have now won each of their first four matches of their existence. It is quite the spectacle that we see right now when it comes to City SC. And with that, we're very happy to welcome onto the program, covers a city for the Post-Dispatch and STL Today. His name is Tom Timmerman, joins us right now. Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you, man.
You know soccer. You've been around this sport for a really long time. Are you amazed by what's going on? Like, what's the correct adjective to use on how you feel about what this team is able to do right now?
Well, first off, listening to those highlights, I feel cold. It was pretty brisk out there on Saturday night. But there's no way you can say this isn't surprising. I mean, when you consider that they are the only team in the league that is 4-0. You know, LAFC, which is the best team in the league, or the Seattle Sounders, maybe the other best team in the league, they're not 4-0. And, you know, the fact that LAFC and Seattle played each other gets in the way of both of those being 4-0. But the fact is, neither of them are even 3-0. So it's unexpected because, you know, if there was going to be one team in the league that's 4-0, it wasn't going to be St. Louis City SC. So this, you know, has to exceed every expectation that you could have. And, you know, the first couple games you could say fluky things happen, but the last two games, you know, they have taken on other MLS teams and they have just beaten them. And the Saturday night game was their most dominating performance so far. So, you know, this team is building up momentum and is starting, you know, is doing really well. And you have to say at this point, they're, you know, they're a good team.
You were out there. I just mentioned the fact that they kept talking about a clean sheet at that media availability last week. It's almost like they manifested that to happen.
They did, and it's amazing when you think that the teams, who should be their first two center backs, Joakim Nielsen and Tim Parker, weren't playing in that game. I mean, they had, you know, center back, key defensive position. They had Kyle Hebert, you know, undrafted out of Missouri State, and they had, you know, Lucas Bartlett, who came into camp as a, in baseball terms, a non-roster player. And so the fact that they put that together in that situation with, you know, the defense and the situation it was, is pretty impressive. And it speaks to the depth, because another guy, Jonathan Bell, who you would have thought at the start of the year was maybe next in line to play center back, he wasn't there either. He's still recovering from a hernia operation. And then Jabulo Blom, who's their best defensive midfielder, he's not in the lineup because he's sick. So it's really amazing how this has happened. Yeah, that, and it's funny, you know, amazing is the word. And I think for a lot of the non-English speakers, non-native English speakers from the foreigners, they use the word amazing a lot because they don't have the realm of the vocabulary, you know, because it's, in some cases, English is their third or fourth language. But they know the word amazing, and amazing is the word to describe what this team is doing.
When the season got started, there was a lot of talk about the talent level, and people were saying this team didn't have as much talent as the other MLS teams from both a top level, top of the roster standpoint, and also from a depth standpoint. It's only four matches. There's a lot of soccer left to be played, but is that turning out to be false? Are you starting to buy into the talent that is on this roster?
You know, you always knew that the talent was good, that Edu Leuven was a talented player, that Klaus was a talented player. The question was going to be, how does it translate into MLS? You know, you had, you know, kind of only a couple of guys who had MLS experience. You had Tim Parker and Jake Nerwinski, and then John Nelson had some, but, you know, really not a lot of MLS experience. And those guys, you know, okay, after that, who knew what you had? But then you just didn't know. You just don't know how Leuven's game. Turns out Leuven's game translates great. He's been outstanding. Turns out Klaus is unstoppable as a striker. You know, he just builds up ahead of steam, and there he goes. I mean, it was an intelligently built team where they spotted talent, and they wanted talent that played the style of play they were going to use, and they got guys that fit that. And they may have been guys that didn't fit in with other teams. You know, Jared Stroud played 40 minutes last season for Austin, was on the bench, you know, played in five games, was on the bench all the time, thinking the game. City saw him. Bradley Carnell had worked with him at Red Bulls. They sign him. You know, he's just this dynamo on the field that is, you know, just seems to be involved in lots of things. Plays go through him. He's fast. He just causes problems everywhere. And here's a guy that, I mean, played 40 minutes all of last season for Austin.
I know you're in St. Louis, so maybe you're the wrong person to ask this. Maybe I need to talk more of a national writer, but do you get the sense that the soccer world, both domestically and even, you know, wherever they might happen to care about MLS internationally, I know it's not the top level of soccer, but do you get the sense that people are starting to really take note and pay attention to what's going on here in St. Louis?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look at some of the national publications, you know, when they do power ratings, and even after 2 weeks, some of them still had City still fairly low because you weren't sure. I mean, there were some weird plays in those first two games, and there's back passes that turned to goals. But then you look at just how they played against Portland and San Jose, and you say these were just regular MLS games against other MLS teams, and they were the better team, and there was nothing fluky about it. So I think at this point, you got to say it's a team that makes its own luck. You know, that if you look at Tomas Ostrak's goal, the third goal against San Jose, yes, it deflects enough a player, but they take a shot, it's blocked, they get the ball back. They take a shot, it's blocked, they get the ball back. They kept winning the ball back, which allowed them to have three tries on goal. And so when you're doing things like that, you're going to get luck if you are in that situation where you're taking that many shots from that close. There's bodies around, balls are going to bounce. So, yeah, I think they are getting the attention where teams are saying, or where people around the league are saying, yeah, okay, this is, you know, actually a good team to be taken seriously.
They go on the road again. They'll have another late nighter coming up this weekend as they go to Salt Lake. And now all of a sudden you start to look at it. You look at Salt Lake's record, which isn't fantastic at this point. And for, I don't know about you, but for me, it's almost like, okay, you go into this thinking there's a really good chance that City might just be able to continue to extend this winning streak.
It definitely is. I mean, you look at them, you look at Real Salt Lake had last week off, so they will be rested. But, yeah, you look at this team and say, you know, you have to say at this point, every game the team plays this season, they've got a chance.
Yeah.
You know, they will be competitive in every game they play.
He is Tom Timmerman, Post-Dispatch, STL Today. Well, I'm sorry, I don't know it off the top of the podcast that you do with Carter Chapley. What's that called? I'm sorry.
The podcast, which usually breaks on Tuesdays, is STL Soccer Talk, which you can find on the Post-Dispatch website and anywhere better podcasts are carried.
And I love the hat that you wear. I don't know if that's appropriate to say to you. Like, I've talked about your hat when you're not around. Now I'm talking to you, and I'm going to tell you I love your hat.
Well, thank you very much. It's the soccer hat, so it's. I'm glad it's appreciated in the community.
It is very much, Tom. Thank you so much for your time. We'll get you back on again real soon.
Thank you much. Thanks for having me. Take care.
There you go. There's Tom Timmerman joining us here on the program. We are going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk World Baseball Classic. Our guy, we have a few our guys, but Joe Roderick definitely is one of our guys. He is he's watching Mexico and Japan play right now in a World Baseball Classic semifinal. Winner of this game will take on Team USA. A lot of WBC stuff going on. We'll talk with Joe Roderick about it coming up in just a moment or so. We're back after this. It's Sports Open Line on KMOX.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is the Graybar Sports Open Line.
Those bit swings and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Team USA in the WBC Championship game tomorrow. They are going to match up against either Mexico or Japan. Those two teams are playing right now, top of the second. That game is scoreless down at Lone Depot Park in Miami. And speaking of that, we're going to head there as well. We're going to bring on Joe Roderick, our guy, Joe Roderick. He's down there covering the WBC for Klabes Online. He joins us right now. He'll be joining us at about the same time tomorrow as the championship game is going on. Hey, Joe, how are you?
Hey, Matt, I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're glad to have you. And I'll start with what happened yesterday as Team USA picks up the win to get to the championship game. First off, there's a lot of talk about today in Jupiter. Nolan Arenado getting hit by the pitch, and he exits the game. But right now, it sounds like all indications are that he came out of that unscathed.
Yeah, I don't think there was any worry by anybody in the dugout for Team USA. I'm sure that the Cardinals front office and other players were probably freaking out at first, especially after what we saw the night before with Jose Altuve, who broke his finger in the Venezuela and Mexico game, or in the Venezuela and U.S. game. So that, you know, it instantly brings back memories of something that happened 24 hours prior. But Nolan Arenado was laughing in the dugout. He was telling everybody he was fine. He immediately went and got x-rays, and they immediately told the media that the x-rays were negative. I think at the time, I think it was a 9-2 game. I think that if U.S. was losing in that game, if it was close, I wonder if they would have done the same thing in that moment.
Do you like the way Mark DeRosa has managed this team?
Yeah, I do. So my only issue with the team, and it's nothing against the team, it's because certain players chose not to come. It's not a great bullpen.
Yeah.
You look at that bullpen. The St. Louis Cardinals have a better bullpen than Team USA. So when you get into some of the pitchers late in the game, a lot of times it's who is this guy? In the game against Venezuela, we knew who Devin Williams was. We know who Ryan Pressly was. But when you look at some of the other games, like David Bard, I didn't know who that was. I honestly thought he was on the Pirates. Turns out I was wrong. I don't know who some of the guy that closed out the game in the ninth inning yesterday. Loup, whoever that is. I know he plays for the Angels. I don't know his first name. So it's you have guys like this to where you look at the number of pitchers that said no to Team USA. You look at Verlander, Scherzer, DeGrom, Shane Bieber. You start naming off a lot of American pitchers who said no to this. Imagine Kershaw couldn't do it because of insurance reasons. Yeah. Imagine what this pitching staff could have looked like. Tomorrow they're going with who? Merrill Kelly tomorrow as the starter? I mean, of all of the great American pitchers that you have, that's who you have pitching in a championship game. So, Mark DeRosa is dealing with the hand that he's been dealt. As far as everything else goes, as far as the lineup goes, how do you go wrong with that? You pick names out of a hat, 1-9, and you're going to have the best lineup that we have ever seen put together in international play. I mean, it's up there with some of the lineups that the Dominican Republic has put out in years past. It's the best USA lineup that we've ever seen. And I think that with what he's done with that, I think he's done a good job. I think it's very obvious that Mark DeRosa loves Tim Anderson.
Yeah,
I know before the tournament started, he told him he wants to see a big bat flip at some point. And then you saw once Tim Anderson got the chance to start at short and then goes and has a good game there and then plays at second. He's been at second every game since then. And Tim Anderson doesn't play second base for the White Sox. He plays short. But Tim Anderson's playing second base here. And, with the shift, he's over in that shortstop position a few times. But Mark DeRosa really loves him. And everything else that he's doing, he's playing the matchup. Pete Alonso wasn't hitting well, so Pete Alonso sits. I mean, think about that you have a lineup that's so good that you can DH somebody other than Pete Alonso because Pete Alonso's not playing first over Paul Goldschmidt. It is such a stacked team offensively that there's nothing that you can criticize with him there.
And then Alonso finally gets that hit, and he immediately gets pinch run for.
Which I think that was the plan the whole time.
Sure.
And, there were – I think wasn't there an injury or there was something else that happened soon after that where a guy was taken out or, that was the plan that whole time. But then you saw Alonso have a big hit yesterday. So that little dink of a pinch hit that he had, I think has propelled him now to this. And if Japan wins and you see them tomorrow, you could play the numbers. You couldn't play the numbers against Cuba yesterday. Their starting pitcher threw 7 innings in 2022. You didn't know who you were facing, or you just kind of looked, okay, here's what style he pitches and kind of judge that compared to major league pitchers. But if Shohei's pitching or Yu Darvish is pitching, you can look at that and go, okay, I'm going to play the guys that hit them well.
I always get frustrated by people who complain and then don't have a better answer. Like my whole thing is if we're going to complain about something, let's come up with a solution all at the same time. So people complain about the timing of this. And I keep saying it's the least terrible time. Yes, it is a terrible time to have it, but there's not a better time to have it. The only thing that you could really convince me on is blow out the All-Star game, cancel 2 weeks of the season, and throw it in the middle of the year and have everybody play 140 instead of 162. But owners are never going to go for that. And then all of a sudden you're messing with, single-season records and things like that, which matters so much in baseball. So even as I say that out loud, I'm like, that's not really a good idea. Like, I just don't know what a better answer is.
No, this is the perfect time to play it. There's no other time to play it. You have guys that report at this time. They're playing baseball at this time. You just have the best of the best for every one of these countries that are amping it up a little bit, where these guys are so good anyway and love the competition anyway that they, you know, they want to do this right now. You can't do it at the All-Star break. Look at how many guys, you know, the Cardinals have a lot of players right now in this. They ever had a lot of players in this tournament. What was it, 17 ended up playing, 19 were invited? Okay, yeah. That's a lot. There's some teams out there that, what, might have one or two out there for their team? So you're going to tell that entire roster, hey, guys, you get 2 weeks off now. You know, go away for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You can't have it after the World Series because that is how many teams? I mean, 28 teams that have already shut it down.
Yeah, guys are not
so
going to play.
You can't start.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, I mean, you're going to get guys that will play. Guys will want to play. But there, in reality, you're going to get a lot of people to say no. This is the best time of year for guys to say yes and guys to want to do it. And I think when you look at the fun these guys, you know what? It sucks that Edwin Diaz got hurt. And it was a freak accident. It could have happened at spring training. Jose Altuve, that could have very well happened at West Palm Beach or Jupiter. What happened to him in the game the other night? Those things, those are spring training injuries. That had nothing to do. You know, and the chances are probably higher in spring training because you have pitchers that aren't as amped up yet as Bard was the other night. You would think that Bard is in better condition right now than he would be at spring training with all of the work that he's getting in this tournament. So this is the best time of year to play it, and you are going to continue to get the best of the best. I'm sure there are guys in major league camps right now that are watching it, and they're upset that they're not in the game. I'm sure there are American players that look at this and say, when it comes back in 3 years and 26, I want to be the best third baseman. Maybe Nolan Arenado isn't going to want to do it 3 years from now. I want to be the best third baseman, and that's going to be my spot to take on that 2016.
How many of those pitchers who turned it down are sitting there going, man, I wish I was pitching in the championship game tomorrow?
That's a good question. The pitchers are the ones that are, I think, the ones that are always going to be the most hesitant because they are such creatures of habit. The hitters will hit all year long, and they will do the same thing and stay in shape all year long. Pitchers will take time off, and they will do things to preserve their arms. But when you get a guy who loves competition, when you get an Adam Wainwright-type pitcher, he's going to want to do it. Miles Michaelis is always, you know, a guy like Miles Michaelis is always going to want to do this. Max Scherzer, you know, I've never talked to the guy, but you've heard interviews with him. He comes off, he could be maybe a little stubborn, a little curmudgeon sometimes. So
no.
Max Scherzer's not going to be that guy that's going to want to do it, and he's going to complain about it.
The Trey Turner Grand Slam. I've watched the WBC over the years. I don't know if I've ever really been passionate about it. Again, it's so easy to be a prisoner of the moment, but my reaction to that Trey Turner Grand Slam, I'm watching the game at home, sitting in my couch. I jump up out of the couch and I am audibly cheering. Like I am jacked up when Turner hits that Grand Slam. And I don't think I have ever reacted to a WBC game before. So to me, it just feels like this thing is gaining traction.
Matt, I can't remember if you and I were – I know when we're in the press box at the same time at Busch, I know we sit next to each other a lot. I can't remember if we were next to each other when Yepes hit his home run in the playoffs. That when that happens and you're in the press box, it's really hard to not cheer. You know, as a fan of baseball, it's hard to not cheer. I remember in 2015 when Tommy Pham hit a home run against the Cubs in the playoffs, it was really, really hard to not cheer. I was in the auxiliary press box down the right field line when Trey Turner hit that Grand Slam. I threw my hands up in the air, and I started giving high fives to other media members around me.
Did that feel uncomfortable?
Not at all, because everybody else was doing it. I was sitting next to our friend Polo Asensio yesterday when Paul Goldschmidt hit the home run in the first inning. And he and I both just start laughing, and we turn to each other and we fist bump each other. That was a first inning, you know, home run in that game. So it was a little more tempered, but I have never ever cheered more in the press box than when Trey Turner hit that Grand Slam the other night.
That's awesome. You hear about that in the Olympics, like where not so much American media, but media from other countries will be actively cheering during Olympic sporting events.
I'm glad you brought that up. It is to see the culture of other media here is something, it's really special to take in and just see how other media handles the way they do things. Because, you know, Matt, you and I know, like, we the Americans, we go about it a certain way. There's some that are more, there's some that are louder than others and maybe a little more flashy than others. But for the most part, we know how to be professional and what our idea of professionalism is. It's very different in other countries. And to see that, I mean, there are media members here to cover certain teams that are just sitting out in the auxiliary press boxes, and they're enjoying a few beers during the game. That's not something you or I would ever do.
No.
That's something they're doing. They're here. They're taking in a baseball game. That's what they're doing. The Japanese media that's out here, very respectful. They're here. They do their work. I was told it's between 200 and 300 Japanese media that are here to cover this game, by the way. And I was also told that Japanese media will be at Busch Stadium opening day and might be covering the team throughout the season because of Lars Nupai.
Yeah, so that doesn't surprise me. I can tell you this. So when I was broadcasting in the minor leagues, both at AAA and Single-A, we generally didn't have any Japanese players on the teams that I was broadcasting for, but when a team would come in with a Japanese player, there would be Japanese media that would come into AAA and Single-A games. There is Japanese media all over the United States just following yep. Japanese players around.
And that's the same for all Asian players. With Sang-Won Oh here in St. Louis and KK here in St. Louis, I know you weren't here yet, but in Milwaukee, you guys had, what was the name of the second baseman?
Kaz Matsui?
Yeah. So you know how that is. But to cover Lars Nupar, I find that to be a little fascinating because he's here representing Team Japan, but he was not born in Japan. He's the first player ever not to be born in Japan. And to just see the ovation, I mean, he got the second loudest ovation of anybody here. And that's just because Shohei Ohtani is on his team.
So no,
how popular he is.
It's fun to just kind of see some of the stuff you see on social media. I'll finish you off with this. Obviously, there's a bunch of Cardinals on Team USA, no matter who they play. Team Mexico has a couple Cardinals in the bullpen with Gallegos and Romero. And then you talk about Nupar playing for the Japanese team. So no matter what, we're going to see Cardinal on Cardinal action tomorrow.
Yeah, by the way, is there a score in the game yet? I am in the stairwell right now, so I do not have access to a TV at the moment. So I don't know if you do or not.
Scoreless top third, one out, nobody
okay.
on.
I am fascinated to find out if Japan wins. I don't know if you heard the sound clip yesterday, but Adam Wainwright was asked if he had talked to Yadi, if there was any kind of text chain going on with Yadi, and he said that Yadi has ghosted him. Yadi has not responded, has not picked up the phone when he's called, has not texted him back at all, similar to what Kobe did to Pau Gasol on the Redeem team, that he is getting the silent treatment from Yadi or Molina during this because they are enemies. I want to find out if Lars is getting the silent treatment or giving it. I find it really hard to believe that Lars would not immediately text you. But if you text Lars, he seems like somebody that would text back immediately.
Yeah.
So I wonder if he is included in any kind of text chain with these other players.
Yeah, it's a good question. Lars is not ignoring anybody. I can be very sure of that no matter what team you play for. He is Joe Roderick. Follow his coverage. Now, you've been doing a WBC Tonight show every night on Klabes Online, right?
When we can, it's tough with the schedule of everything and with being here at the stadium, with it being so busy and so loud. It is Super Bowl level of media coverage here at this event. It's more than I've ever seen at an All-Star game. So it's hard to kind of find a quiet place before the game to go do anything. But yeah, we're doing a lot of coverage with that. And also on Twitter and Instagram, I've been posting a lot of stuff, a lot of videos and pictures from everything going on out here in Miami as well.
Awesome. Joe Roderick at Joe Roderick on Twitter. Enjoy the game. I'm glad you didn't miss any runs being scored. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right, there's Joe Roderick joining us from Miami in the World Baseball Classic. We'll take a break. We'll come back, wrap up hour number one. We still got a lot to get to, including an update on what's going on with the potential legalization of sports wagering in the state of Missouri. Don't go anywhere. It's a Gray Bar Sports Open Line. More in a moment on KMOX.
Thank you.
It's a Gray Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name's Matt Pauly. KMOX Kegs and Eggs, presented by Budweiser, back to celebrate the return of baseball season Thursday, March 30th. It's going to be taking place 10 o'clock in the morning till 2 o'clock in the afternoon across from the Ballpark Village parking lot from 10 to 2. VIP ticket for the 10 to 2 folks, 11 to 2 if you've got the general admission ticket. So here's the deal. If you get a ticket, you're going to get Budweiser products. You're going to get themed cocktails featuring Maker's Mark bourbon and some other themed cocktails as well. Live broadcast appearances from local celebrities and team front office personnel. Sugar Fire Smokehouse Barbecue. And so here's the thing. You get access to a covered VIP area with private restrooms. If you've done opening day, let's just say private restrooms, I refer to it as the Cadillac of opening day experiences earlier, because that is something that it is craziness, pure craziness downtown. And there's a lot going on, and sometimes you end up maybe in a porta potty that you don't want to be in. Well, you don't have to worry about that. You get private restrooms with Kegs and Eggs. If you want all the details, all you got to do is go to KMOX.com/events. Tickets are moving. You better get these things ASAP, KMOX.com/events. All right, so got a text message. Somebody who does not like the World Baseball Classic. They said, this time of year is for spring training. Players should put their team and their fans first. Diaz would not have been jumping up and down celebrating a spring training win. This is nonsense. This is what Adam Wainwright has to say about the World Baseball Classic.
I keep fumbling for words when people ask me that. I've never had this much fun playing baseball in my entire life. I've never got to play for my country before, so I think that has a big reason behind why I'm having so much fun. Watching and listening to people chant USA the entire time you're playing baseball, that's a wild feeling, man. I've never had that before. Last night and tonight, two loudest crowds I've ever seen in baseball. I mean, it's just amazing what we're getting to be experiencing right now. My wife asked me who my favorite player on the team was last night, and I went through the entire roster, and I was like, oh, I love that guy. She goes, you love all the guys? I said, I love all the guys. I'm having a blast with all of them, and it's cool to rub shoulders with the best players in the world. Really feel like that's what we got here is a team full of the best players in the world, and, you know, when you can watch them and their routines and talk to them about what they're thinking during situations, it's, you can learn. And so you never stop learning, even if you're 41 years old. Adam Wainwright, Team USA, we'll see you in the championship.
Pure joy from Adam Wainwright participating in the World Baseball Classic. And it's the U.S. that is probably the least locked in, or the least, dedicated or committed to international play when it comes to baseball. You think about the fan bases and the players who play for other countries, whether they're Latin American countries, whether they're Asian countries. And like, I'm not trying to just kill this person who's texting in, but saying that players should put their team and their fans first. Well, you know what? Adam Wainwright's putting his country first. A lot of guys are doing that, and I'm never going to take issue with that. And the Edwin Diaz injury, it was fluky. It was really fluky the way it was happening. But you know what? He could have been playing a video game in the clubhouse and hit a home run, walk-off home run, and jump up and down to celebrate the fact that he beat a teammate, and he could have done the same thing. Like, fluke injuries happen. And pointing to fluke injuries in the WBC as a reason not to have a WBC, it doesn't work, because those injuries also can happen in Grapefruit League games, just in different ways. So that would be my take on that. This is Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.